settle down in my Lorraine. Settle down in my love.
Seizure or hippo laxative. Get drunk with dignity. If a bar has human ears nailed to the walls, don't pass out there. And if your homemade jello has some goldfish in it, you used the wrong bowl. And there are phrases you must learn to avoid, phrases like "that badge looks stupid" and "I can prove these shoes are fireproof." Get drunk with dignity. Try not to drool on bikers. Don't moan a nun unless you got a real good reason. Don't get romantically involved with farmish
you touch your nose and you say the ZYXs.
These are words that are most feared from California to Texas. If a traffic cop thinks you're impaired, doesn't matter what your sex is.
You walk the line, you touch your nose and you say the ZYXs.
If you drive an automobile, you better be informed. 'Cause if they think you've had a drink, these are tests that you'll perform. Now I can't help you find your nose, I forget where your solar plex is. But I can show you how to say the ZYXs.
ZYXWBUT,
it's as easy as 543.
SRQBONM,
say it fast and baffled.
LKJIH, GFBDCBA. Now you've said the ZYXs, it's not what you think complex is. Just reverse those memories, sing the backwards XYZs.
Now that was pretty good. I know you thought along with us, but try it for real this time.
CYXWBUT,
it's as easy as 543.
SRQBONM,
say it fast and baffling.
LKJIH, GFBDCBA. Now you've said the ZYXs, it's not what you think complex is. Just reverse those memories, sing the backwards XYZs.
Now if you drive an automobile, I've shown you how to survive. And if you cannot learn this song, at least don't drink and drive. Because if they request the simple test of field sobriety, you'll always pass and never fail if you learn this song from me.
Oh, ZYXWBUT,
it's as easy as 543.
SRQPONM,
say it fast and baffle them.
LKJIH, GFBDCBA. Now you've said the ZYXs, it's not what you think complex is. Just reverse those memories, sing the backwards XYZ.
Park to be among the first guests to experience this thrilling new adventure. With me is Park Director John Hammond. Mr. Hammond, do you have time for a few questions? What exactly is Jurassic Park? And how did you find the DNA to clone dinosaurs? Will you take us for a tour? Now, you're sure it's safe? We're climbing aboard a Land Rover! Hey! Who's driving this thing?
My name is Cheech and I am a school bus driver.
Wait a second! No one is driving! It's remote control!
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
All the dinosaurs are confined behind electrified fences. Mr. Hammond, how do they survive?
With an intellect and the savoir-faire.
Look over there! It's a Tyrannosaurus Rex! I bet he wrecks everything. Boy, is that dinosaur! Mr. Hammond, what's it saying?
I wanna be risky with you.
Hey, why did we stop?
It's time you've come too far.
Oh, the power has gone out! Mr. Hammond, see if you can get the command center on the radio.
These walkie-talkies are cool and rooney, man.
Let me try. Command center, what happened? Why did we blow a fuse?
I turned on the lights, the TV, and the radio.
That means all the electrified fences are off. Boy, you couldn't pay me to get out of the Land Rover now.
Have a dollar. In fact, no, brother man. Here, have two.
I'm standing outside the Land Rover. Paleobotanist Ellie Sadler says the dinosaurs are escaping. Mr. Hammond, could it be? Well, what do you have to say?
Have I told you lately that I love you?
Oh, no! It's a T-Rex! No, not that T-Rex. It's headed this way! And there's a Velociraptor!
Here comes the race.
Oh, they're everywhere! We'll need some fancy footwork to get out of this one. But wait! Here comes paleontologist Alan Grant! He'll save us! Dr. Grant, can you help us? You got them all!
All seven and we'll watch them fall.
Dr. Grant, can't. What is happening here? And one of the guests on the Land Rover has gone berserk, ranting incoherently. Mr. Hammond, your dinosaurs are on a mad rampage. What are you gonna do now? But wait! Here comes the most deadly dinosaur of all! No! It's Barney! No, we're all gonna die! Mr. Rex, shoot him! Shoot him! Hey, T-Rex, wake up! We need you!
And remember to say please and thank you.
No!
And remember too that I love you.
I'm an inbred local and I got no brain to speak of. My furrowed brow gets deeper every day. My education's spotty, just the side of non-existent. Cause knowing things just might get in the way. Well, I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes today. Oh, well, I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. What are they? Well, the neighbors, they all think I'm dumb. Cause I don't have opposing thumbs. And I cannot pick up the telephone. I often sit at home and cry. My cousin uncle tells me why. Says it's due to lack of chromosomes. Oh, well, I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes today. Oh, well, I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. Hey, what are they? Oh, well, my cousin, uncle, nephew told my sister Aunt Louise. Now, my cousin, father, grandpa has got triple jointed knees. My sister, cousin, twice removed, raised a flipper in despair. And my darling niece and charming wife just fit some clumps of hair. And as I sit and wonder, you know that I've got to think that our gene pool's about as big as our kitchen sink. And I don't care what people say, I'm quite content to be this way. And to my close-knit kin, I raise this toast. Scripture, verse, and Bible song, prove out my theory right along. Just look at the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes today. Oh, I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. Hey, what are they?
One more time around the family tree.
I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes today.
Oh, well,
I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes. I wish I had more chromosomes.
Hey, what are they?
These are the days when your hair turns all gray and your naivete starts slipping away. When your teenage children prove themselves to be exactly as stupid as you used to be. Stupid, stupid, your kids are doomed to be stupid, 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 the curse your mama put on you came true, I hope your kids grow up and act just like you. It's a 4th of July party and the whole family's there. Little kids, teenagers, adults everywhere. Your Uncle Charlie says, have you seen my beer? I left a case of Budweiser sitting right over here. 2 hours later, your son's on his knees, puking his guts out, crying, kill me, God, please. I know this is too real to you people, isn't it? And you say, pardon me, son, have you any idea what happened to Uncle Charlie's case of beer? And he looks up at you with death on his face and says, honest dad, it must have been something I ate. Stupid, stupid, your kids are doomed to be stupid, stupid, stupid. The curse your mama put on you came true. I hope your kids grow up and act just like you. take all your worst qualities and all of your wife's, you stir them up together till they're blended just right. Then you let that simmer for about 14 years. With 5 pounds of attitude and a couple of beers, you pour that concoction in a big baking bowl. You add 10 pounds of hormones that are out of control. And what you've created will go by the name of the everything that sucks about you both souffle. My mom is laughing her head off. She's rolling on the floor. She's saying, stop it, Don. I can't take this anymore. 'Cause the funniest thing that my mom's ever seen is me yelling at my kids for behaving like me. These are the days when your hair turns all gray and your naivete starts slipping away. When your teenage children prove themselves to be exactly as stupid as you used to be. Everybody's stupid in the balcony. Stupid. Your kids are doomed to be stupid. 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 The curse your mama put on you came true. I hope your kids grow up and act just like you.
Well, I wake up in the morning and I crawl out of bed and I feel just like the living dead. It's time to start another day, and as usual, I'm running late. So my mind starts going 100 miles an hour. Don't even have time enough to take a shower. When I get in my car, it feels like I'm barely alive. 10 minutes later, I arrive at my stupid day job. Stupid day job. My stupid, 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 stupid day job. Well, I drink 3 cups of coffee for that extra kick, but I still feel crappy, I should've called it sick. My boss has been late for a meeting at 10. Looks like I'll be written up again. Oh well, it's just another day. Another dollar, another nail in the coffin, another reason to feel smaller. Sometimes I wish you could just drive off far away, but my lack of financial security means I'll have to stay at my stupid day job. Stupid day job. My stupid, 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 stupid day job. Now I think it's time everyone with a stupid day job unite against the forces that try to control us. Yes, every paper cut written file clerk, every greasy smelling burger flipper, every short change in cashier, it's time to unite. I'll start a stupid day jobs union, and we can go on strike outside every retail establishment and fast food hellhole in the world. Fight the power. And our platform will stand for dignity, higher wages, and no more polyester uniforms. And I could be the spokesman for the underemployed, yeah. I'll be like the Jimmy Hoffa of the janitors or the Gandhi of the gas station attendants. But some people won't agree with my ideas, so they'll kill me. And then I could be a martyr for the stupid day jobs movement. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool, I think. Now, I wrote all that stuff about the stupid day jobs union while I was on my lunch break. But I couldn't write anymore because I had to get back to work. So let's just pretend that I ended that part of the story with lyrics that were so inspiring that they changed all your lives forever. Are you done pretending? Okay. Now it's after lunch, and I'm making copies while daydreaming about my vacation. I see myself lounging on the beach in an exotic location. Suddenly my tie gets caught in the copy machine, right in the middle of duplications. And as I lie there choking to death, all I can think about is workman's compensation. But then the office manager comes by, cuts my tie, saving me from suffocation. He looks at me like I'm a jerk and says, get back to work. And I feel so much frustration at my stupid day job. stupid day job. My stupid, 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 stupid day job. Well, I'm working for my family and I'm working for God. I'm working so people won't say I'm a lazy slob. I'm working to put food on the table. And I'm working so I can say, look for that union label. I'm working so I can buy stuff that I don't need. And I'm working because nobody will pay me to watch TV. Now, basically, I feel so traumatized about my stupid day job that I'm gonna try to start singing like Morrissey now. Stupid day job, stupid day job, stupid day job, stupid day job. Ah, stupid day job. Sucks to be a tortured artist.
So as a public service here tonight, I thought I would offer a brief lesson in the new math. Tonight, we're going to cover subtraction. This is the first room I've worked for a while. It didn't have a blackboard, so we will have to make do with more primitive visual aids, as they say in the ad biz. Consider the following subtraction problem, which I will put up here. 342 minus 173. Now, remember how we used to do that. 3 from 2 is 9, carry the 1. And if you're under 35 or went to a private school, you say 7 from 3 is 6. But if you're over 35 and went to a public school, you say 8 from 4 is 6. And carry the 1, so we have 169. But in the new approach, as you know, the important thing is to understand what you're doing rather than to get the right answer. Here's how they do it now. You can't take 3 from 2. 2 is less than 3, so you look at the 4 in the tens place. Now that's really 4 tens, so you make it 3 tens. Regroup, and you change the 10 to 10 ones, and you add them to the 2 and get 12, and you take away 3. That's 9. Is that clear? Now instead of 4 in the tens place, you've got 3 because you added 1, that is to say 10 to the 2, but you can't take 7 from 3, so you look in the hundreds place. From the 3, you then use 1 to make 10 ones, and you know why 4 plus minus 1 plus 10 is 14 minus 1, because addition is commutative, right? And so you got 13 tens, and you take away 7, and that leaves 5. Well, 6, actually, but the idea is the important thing. Now go back to the hundreds place. You're left with 2 and you take away 1 from 2 and that leaves... Everybody get 1? Not bad for the first day. Hooray for new math. New math. It won't do you a bit of good to review math. It's so simple, so very simple, that only a child can do it. Now that actually is not the answer that I had in mind, because the book that I got this problem out of wants you to do it in base 8. But don't panic. Base 8 is just like base 10, really, if you're missing 2 fingers. Shall we have a go at it? Hang on. You can't take 3 from 2. 2 is less than 3, so you look at the 4 in the 8th place. Now that's really 4 8s, so you make a 3 8s. Regroup, and you change an 8 to 8 ones, and you add to the 2, and you get 1 2 base 8, which is 10 base 10, and you take away 3. That's 7. Okay? Instead of 4 in the 8th place, you've got 3 because you added 1, that is to say 8, to the 2, but you can't take 7 from 3, so you look at the 64s. 64. How did 64 get into it? I hear you cry. Well, 64 is 8 squared, don't you see? Well, you ask a silly question, you get a silly answer. From the 3, you then use 1 to make 8 ones. You add those 1s to the 3, and you get 1, 3, base 8. Or in other words, in base 10, you have 11, and you take away 7, and 7 from 11 is 4. Now go back to the 64s. You're left with 2, and you take away 1 from 2, and that leaves... Now let's not always see the same hands. One, that's right. Whoever got 1 can stay after the show and clean the erasers. Hooray for new math, new math. It won't do you a bit of good to review math. It's so simple, so very simple, that only a child can do it. Come back tomorrow night. We're gonna do fractions.
When you're trying to sleep, being fair. When there's something to share, being neat. when you're folding a sheet. That's mathematics when a ball bounces off of a wall when you cook from a recipe book when you know how much money you owe. That's mathematics. How much gold can you hold in an elephant's ear when it's noon on the moon? Then what time is it here? If you could count for a year, would you get to infinity or somewhere in that vicinity? When you choose how much postage to use, when you know what's the chance it will snow, when you bet and you end up in debt. Oh, try as you may, you just can't get away from mathematics. Andrew Wiles gently smiles, does his thing, and voila, QED, we agree, and we all shout hurrah as he confirms what Fermat jotted down in that margin, which could have used some enlarging. Tap your feet, keeping time to a beat of a song, while you're singing along, harmonize with the rest of the guys. Yes, try as you may, you just can't get away from mathematics.
Of a big black 78. I always eat what's on my plate. I know things that you don't know, which I transmit on the radio. I love a rock and roll 45. A train whistle makes me come alive.
Doctor of dementia.
I love an LP-33.
He loves an LP-33.
Demented music will set you free. Can't imagine how I feel.
You can't imagine how it feels.
With a new cassette or a reel to reel.
Doctor of dementia.
You can run, but you can't escape.
Step back, Jack, you slap.
I'm getting you all on videotape.
Home a new record. First, you break the plastic seal slowly and gently. You remove the record from the sleeve and hold the naked vinyl in your shaking hands. You place the shining disc on the machine, carefully fitting the spindle through the center hole. And as the diamond stylus finds its way to the heart of the seductive groove, the music begins. You feel the beat.
Suspended.
don't forget to stay happy!
Hey, good morning, good evening, good day. How are you? It's good to see you again. I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. Where have you been away? Oh, all right. Well, welcome back. I hope you had a good time. Tonight this week on the Bit Slap, I thought it's long overdue to give a tip of the old KBC chapeau to my old friend Dr. Demento. Well, he's not really an old friend of mine, but... He's done me well over the years, and I thought I'd, you know, share some of the stuff that I've heard on his show. It's not that I've heard, but I've heard it's been on the show. Let's put it that way. Everything but one comes from an 8-disc set I have of the Dr. Demento Basement Tapes, which is something you got when you joined the Demento Society, which I did for many years. And I think I also bought a couple, but there's many more than I have. I just have 8, but I've distilled them down to, a chosen few, let's say, for your enjoyment. Please join me and welcome them all. We started with the Roto Rooter Good Time Christmas Band. That was, of course, Pico and Sepulveda. That was the Doctor's theme song, as you well remember. 4 years of high school Spanish was The Four Postmen. They were from L.A., I guess a club fixture, and that goes back to the late 90s. Get Drunk with Dignity was Tim Cavanaugh. Backwards ZYX's is Snot Roquemore. Can't tell you anything about any of this stuff. You know why? Because there's, like, all this information that came with the discs, but guess where it is? Yeah, I don't know either. So anyway, that's why I can't tell you more about this stuff. We heard from Whimsical Will, The Trip to Jurassic Park. Inbred Locals was Poxy Boggards. Dan White and Stupid, we'll be hearing from Dan again in a second. Stupid Day Job was Wally Pleasant, the Pride of Wisconsin. Tom Lehrer, the 88-year-old phenomenon from Harvard. Dr. Lehrer to you. That was New Math, followed by That's Mathematics. Tom, you know, has a couple of degrees from Harvard, but I think he's proudest of what he says is his role in creating the Jell-O shot when he was in the Army. My kind of guy. And then we heard from Dr. Demento himself, along with Barnes & Barnes, Billy Mumy, and Robert Hamer, who did the one thing you need to know if you're going to know Dr. Demento, and that's fish heads. You will not be hearing that tonight, and there's no need to thank me. Anyway, we will get back to some more stuff. Memory lane, folks, memory lane. That's kind of what I'm here for. I try to keep this stuff preserved so that nobody lets it go. Back in a few.
Everything reminds me of my therapist. My checkbook reminds me of my therapist. Kleenex reminds me of my therapist. People yawning remind me of my therapist. And you remind me of my therapist, but you don't cost a thing. People nodding remind me of my therapist, especially when I'm rambling on and on, not making a whole lot of sense about things that are totally unrelated, but she seems to make sense out of them. Clocks and watches remind me of my therapist, the way her eyes dart back and forth between me and the time. Pillows remind me of my therapist, especially when I beat them up. Empty chairs remind me of my therapist, especially when I talk to them. And you remind me of my therapist, but you don't cost a thing. Sometimes when I am in the chair and she begins to stare, I wonder if she likes me or not. But I know if I asked her, she would turn it around and say, why is it important for you to know? I'd say, I don't really know why I want to know. It's just something I was wondering about. But the real question is the one that I can't ask her. If you weren't my therapist, would you be my friend? Or do you have to like me because I pay you? Laughter reminds me of my therapist. My childhood reminds me of my therapist. My therapist reminds me of my childhood. Thanks a lot. My dog reminds me of my therapist, the way she cocks her head and listens without any judgments at all. Do I remind you of a therapist? Why do I remind you of a therapist? I hear you saying that I remind you of a therapist. Is it my calm demeanor that reminds you of a therapist? Unanswered questions remind me of my therapist. If you remind me of my therapist, we'll probably get along.
High school girls. is that collegiate Fanny on the phone? Listen, honey, to my moan. You had better be alone, sweetheart. No more bashfulness for me since I found this recipe. College love's a thing for me, sweetheart. You have a way of campus petting that's to perfection. So in a moment, I'll be going in your direction. Where's my slicker? All aboard. Be that quicker than a Ford. Collegiate Fanny, you're the one for me.
Thank you. sing along, okay?
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! There's misery and greed. And of course you know the earth is gonna crash into the sun. But that's no reason why we shouldn't have a little fun. So if you think it's scary, if it's more than you can take, just blow out the candles and have a piece of cake.
Happy birthday.
That's rule one. If you do it in a car, keep your seatbelt on. If you're on a waterbed, keep the room above freezing. I believe in really safe sex. Take my advice before it's too late. Make sure it's been at least an hour since you ate. If you gotta blow up doll, don't overinflate. When using dairy products, check the expiration date. If you do it for a living, don't take out-of-state checks. I believe in really safe sex. If you got a lot of people in your bedroom, check with the fire marshal. If a woman's all pierced, have her sign a letter stating all those holes were there before you met her. Don't play post office with someone who's disgruntled. If you do it with a stranger, don't talk. When you're done, don't smoke in bed. Share a nicotine patch with your lover instead. If you do it in the road, wear a collar that reflects. I believe in really safe sex.
Safe sex.
I believe in really safe sex.
Safe sex.
I believe in really, 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 really safe sex.
I like your skin. It's never thick or thin. Keeps your face in place. It holds your insides in. I like your hair. A little here and there. Some fine and fair. Some are like a grizzly bear. I like your nose. I like your smile. I like to see your clothes lying in a pile. Well, it could take me days to sing the praise of everything I like about you. Here's where I'd begin. I like your skin. I like your toes. Do I remember 10? If you should lose your shoes, I like to count them all again. I like your knees, a bending in the breeze. As far as I can see, they're everything a knee should be. But more than all the rest, I like your skin the best. And though it's just a shell, you wear it well. So call me superficial, but if I get my wish, I'll know you from the outside in. Honey, until then, if it's no sin, say it all again. I like your skin.
Now I know a little ditty, it's as crazy as can be. The guy who wrote it said he wanted it and handed it to me. I found I couldn't use it because it sounded blue, and that's the very reason why I'm handing it to you. It's a song the alligators sing while coming through the rye, as they serenade the elephants up in the trees so high. The Iceman hums this ditty as he shovels in the coal, and the monkeys join the chorus up around the northern pole. Ain't we crazy? Ain't we crazy? This is the way we pass the time away. Ain't we crazy? Ain't we crazy? We're going to sing this song all night today. It was midnight on the ocean, not a streetcar was in sight, and the sun was shining brightly, for it rained all day that night. 'Twas a summer night in winter, and the rain was snowing fast, and a barefoot boy with shoes on stood a-sitting in the grass. It was evening, and the rising sun was setting in the west. The little fishes in the trees were huddled in their nest. The rain was pouring down, and the moon was shining bright, and everything that you could see was hidden out of sight. While the organ peeled potatoes, lard was rendered by the choir. The sexton wrung the dish rag, someone set the church on fire. Holy smoke, the preacher shouted, in the rain he lost his hair. Now his head resembles heaven, for there is no parting there. The cows were making cowslips, and the bells were ringing wet, and the bumblebees were making bums and smoking cigarettes. And a man slept in a stable, and came out a little hoarse. So he hopped upon his golf sticks and drove all around the course. Ain't we crazy? Ain't we crazy? This is the way we pass the time away. Ain't we crazy? Ain't we crazy? We're going to sing this song all night today. It was midnight on the ocean, not a horse car was in sight, as I stepped into the drugstore to get myself a light. The man behind the counter was a woman old and gray, who used to peddle shoestrings on the road to Mandalay. Good evening, sir, the woman said, and her eyes were bright with tears, as she put her head beneath her feet and stood that way for years. Her children, six, were orphans, except one tiny tot, who lived in the house across the street above a vacant lot. Ain't we crazy? Ain't we crazy? But this is the way we pass the time away. Ain't we crazy? Ain't we crazy? We're going to sing this song all night today.
Okay, this is called The Shameful Ballad of Lijah, the Precocious Orchard Queen. Let me tell you about the fall of 79. We were running out of money, we were running out of time, and we wound up picking pears way over in Washington. For 8 months before that, we were hitching down the road with a dog named Lijah. She was 1 year old. We had that dog ever since she was a little pup. Now our baby was growing up. What got into Lijah, I just can't say. I guess she started reaching the curious age, and she had this aroma she was sending all over the land. And in every backyard for 4 or 5 miles, every male dog was howling and going so wild. They were driving their owners crazy, but they didn't care. Dog love was in the air. Jumping out of windows, breaking off chains. Poodles, Cocker Spaniels, German Shepherds, Great Danes. They were raunchy, rabid, ugly, mangy, mean. They were trying to find the Orchard Queen. I was in a tree, and Lijah was alright. Down beneath me, to my surprise, I saw 25 male dogs closing in on her. So I picked me a pair, I threw it on town. I hit a cocker spaniel, I knocked him to the ground. He got up quick, he was dazed, but he wasn't deterred. I threw down another and I hit him on the head, and he went down hard. I thought he was dead, but he still went for Elijah after taking two direct hits. The little sucker was passionate. We jumped from the tree, we ran to the shack, pursued by a horny, crazed wild dog pack. And our dog Elijah fought us every inch of the way. And when we got to the shack, we were both in shock, and we felt like we were in a movie by Hitchcock. We looked at each other and we did not know what to say. How could a little girl act this way? You know, ladies and gentlemen, you try to bring them up right. You feed them Alpo. You keep them tied at night. You try to teach them morals. You try to teach them about society. You hope maybe they'll marry some rich, purebred doctor's dog from Marblehead. But no. One day, they're an innocent child. Next day, you know they're all running so wild. Lisha, I never thought you would turn out to be the picture of promiscuity. Now, just briefly, the word promiscuity over here in macadamia, wherever the hell I am, academia, one of those nuts. The word goes fairly well over here, but when I sing this song in Lynn, nobody has a clue what the word means over there. It's not that they don't know how to behave promiscuously, certainly have a handle on the behavior part. It's the terminology that gives them a problem. So, as something of a public service, I'm going to teach you how to say promiscuous in Lynn speak, in case you ever get lost on your way to Nahant someday. And you're over there in Lynn, downtown Central Square, what you would be doing in Central Square needing the word promiscuous, I guess, is your own business, really, isn't it? Okay, this is the way you would say it so that the local people could understand you. Elijah, I never thought you would turn out to be wicked slutty. Thank you. Is that cleared up for everybody in the balcony up there? All right, the next morning, I took a pair of my BVD underwear, and I put them on Elijah, and I put her tail through the little hole. Let's all try to picture that if we could. And I let her run free in the orchard that day, and every whale dog in Washington State took a try at Elijah, but the only thing that they felt was a low-budget chastity belt. That night when we got to the shack, I took the underwear and I threw them out back. They were wet and they were dirty and I did not think much of it. I did not realize that they were the equivalent of the Holy Grail in the male dog population. Silly me! Good Lord Almighty, what happened then when the male dogs got a good whiff of them? It was the biggest dog riot that there ever was anywhere. It was over Elijah's underwear. They fought and rumbled, they brawled all night. They were killing one another till the morning light. They were fighting to the death for the greatest prize anywhere. And when it all was finished, when it all was done, the Doberman Pinscher was the champion. He was wounded, but he looked so triumphant, standing there with Elijah's underwear. And just, to leave you with one more visual image. This is what this dog looked like. You know, the moon was behind him. He was up on this hill. He's kind of torn and tattered. And he had this, you know, the greatest prize in all of dogdom hanging from his mouth. And the look on his face, I just want you all to remember. Take it home with you if you could, all right? This is what he looked like. And then he began gleefully to whistle his favorite song. Thank you all so very much.
I had a great collection of baseball cards, but they're now in the garbage in my backyard.
What took me 10 years to collect, in just 10 minutes were totally wrecked.
My baseball cards came to an end in a couple of gulps by man's best friend.
my darn dog, that stupid bow wow, turned my baseball cards into puppy chow. I left the doggy door open last night, my stupid dog came in for a bite. I call him Jaws cause he eats everything in sight. My feller, my rookie Ozzie Smith, my 3D hologram, Carter, Fred, McGriff, Fingers, Fox, Fozzie, O, and Old Ty Cobb, Louis Aparicio, the Gibson's Kirby Bob, Bart, Mason, Mantle, and even Norm Cash are now out back in a pile of trash. What's worse all, I'm really dying. My dog ate Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan.
Yeah, a rare 68 rookie, an artifact, and he turned it into a midnight snack. Be a god when my baseball cards are now a dog spit quad.
They're wet my investment every last dime when my canine decided to die.
That crazy mutt makes me want to scream. He had complete sets almost every team. I had tops and flares all classics, but they're now somewhere in my dog's gut. That furry four-legged bottomless pit chewed my baseball cards into kibbles and fits. What he didn't eat is covered with puppy spit. Darling Dibbles, DiMaggio's, Dom and Joe, Roberts, Raider, Riddick, Rose, and Can't Say Go. Bigger Boggs, Bobby Brown, and Big John Kruk. A Bob Wells rookie worth $1,000.
Mark and Law, Lavagetto, Griffey's dad and son.
And Maris hitting his 61st home run. But the worst of all, what's got me crying, my dog ate Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan.
I had a Bobby Cohen card with his picture upside down. Ebbets Field Polo Grounds and the old St. Louis Browns. Valenzuela Valentine and Andy Van Slyke. Barbara Coleman and Rizzuto with Vinny and the mic. Williams Ruth and Musial, a favorite to the fans. Fender Carling, David Green, and other also-rans. But the biggest blow of all, the one that's got me dying, my dog ate Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan.
He ate Gilliam, William, Billy, and Ted. Clemens, Klein, and Clark, both Will and Fred. Steve Garvey, Harvey Keene, and Pee Wee Reese's. Now chewed up in little pieces. Robertson, Wilbur, Jackie Brooks, and Frank. Home Run, Baker, and Ernie Fink. Catfish Hunter, Dizzy Dean, and Jesse Hanks. He ate the whole darn baseball Hall of Fame. Killabrew, Powell, Google, Crisis, Lou Gehrig. Kovac, Steve Sachs, the classic Yogi Berra. Bill Terry, Gaylor Perry, and Thurl Straw, Barry, Max Carey, Lazzari, and the Reich Surgeon Harry.
What are you doing?
I'm playing the knuckle song, Daddy.
What?
The knuckle song. You know, you make a fist with your hand and then you roll it on the black keys like this.
You've been playing it all day. And you played it all day yesterday and the day before that, too.
It's my favorite song.
I'll play your second favorite song, then.
It's my second favorite song, too.
How can it be your favorite song and your second favorite song?
I don't know.
Well, play something else besides the knuckle song.
I can't!
Why not?
It's the only song I know.
Oh, for Pete's sake. I'm out of here.
Daddy, where are you going?
For a drive.
Who's going to take care of me?
Buzz and Woody, I put Toy Story in the VCR.
My daddy. I love you.
Gotta get that song out of my head. Gotta get that song out of my head. Gotta get that song out of my head. Song out of my head. Gotta get that song out of my head. What? No!
Hey! It can't be. I hate country music to begin with. No! It's a nightmare! Now that's more like it.
You've got to be kidding me! It's a conspiracy! I'll listen to the news!
Good afternoon, this is Kent Reelman with breaking news. We take you to our guy in the sky, Clark Moorcock.
Thanks, Kent! I'm flying right above the juncture of the 405 and 10 freeways, and traffic is at an absolute standstill! I'm going to lower a microphone down into the chaos to see if we can get a reaction from some of the motorists.
That's impossible! Damn it! Fine. You want me to listen to the Knuckles song? I'll listen to the Knuckles song. Go ahead. Do your worst.
I went to the music store and said, yo, I don't know how to play piano. Shopkeeper said, you got that wrong. Even a fool can play the Knuckles song. So chill, my brother, don't be pissed. Just take your hand and make a fist. Put your index knuckle on the F sharp key and roll to the right melodiously. Then find C sharp and tap it twice. Roll back to E flat and it sounds so nice. Word. Proper. West Side, and I'm out this biatch.
I can't take it! Please. Please.
Welcome to heaven.
You mean I'm...
That's right. You croaked. Let me get you a robe and some wings. What are you, a 42 regular?
Actually, I'm a 44 long.
All right. And of course, here is your regulation harp.
But I don't know how to play the harp.
Don't worry. It plays automatically. Just pluck.
Okay. Let me try.
I'm almost ashamed to tell you that this is music from Riverdance. I know. It's not that bad. If we can get past the toe-tapping. Uh-oh, here they come. Anyway, where were we? All right, Dr. Demento. Now, Dr. Demento first came to my attention back in November of 1979. Me and some friends of mine were driving back from seeing Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers at the Palladium down there on 14th Street. Now, that evening, I had managed to wangle a date with this girl that I was very, very interested in, to say the very, very least. Took her to the show and found out that there was this guy there that she knew when she disappeared. And, well, long story short, I never saw her the same way again. So on the way home, I needed some cheering up. So turned on the radio and bingo, there was Fish Heads by Barnes & Barnes. What can I tell you? I was hooked. All right. So anyway, this is what we have here tonight. I did meet the doctor a couple of times. He did a show at the Bottom Line along with Weird Al and Benny Bell. Remember the shaving cream guy? It was the night before John Lennon was killed, but it was a lot of fun. Anyway, I digress. We started that set with Nancy Tucker. That was Everything Reminds Me of My Therapist. Awkward Silences Remind Me of My Therapist. Higher High School Girls was The Groceries. The K. Kaiser Orchestra featuring Sully Mason on vocal, that was Collegiate Annie. Pac-Man was Weird Al, and then Weird Al again, remember him, don't you? I'm not sure who made who. Did Weird Al make Dr. D, or was it the other way around? We may never know. Anyway, that was Weird Al. Also, happy birthday. Really Safe Sex was Tim Cavanaugh, Chuck McCabe. Love Your Skin. Ain't We Crazy was Haywire Mac McClintock. He was one of those crazy wobbly guys back in the 30s. Best noted for writing The Big Rock Candy Mountain. We heard from Don White again. Or is that Dan White? I could never really find out because he's not listed anywhere. That was Lijah. And then My Dog Ain't Nolan Ryan from Scary Gary Allen. And then Barry and the Bookbinders, The Knuckle Song. Spoiler alert, you'll be hearing from them again in a moment. I want to tell you right now that there are two more, and they are of questionable taste. If you feel insulted, please feel free to get the hell out at your leisure. Anyway, I will be back next week with more of the same. Not from Dr. D, but from somewhere. By the way, you can still get Dr. Demento shows on the internet. I'm not sure if it's Demento.com or DrDemento.com, but check it out. It's kind of interesting. Definitely bring you back to Earth. Anyway, see you later.
Sometimes it takes two. We don't use no building codes and we never do nothing wrong. We just pick up the tools and make up the rules as we go along. For the fastest job, yes, Rebob, call 1-800-HEAVE. We got 106 shortcut tricks up our sleeve. When you're in a big hurry, no time to worry about building codes. Yep, come to Barf Construction and we'll throw it up. Our number one foreman's name is Chuck. Give him a call. He's the Barf Construction muckamuck ahead of us all. So if you want a house of your own, you're in luck. Just pick up the telephone and call up Chuck. For the fastest job, yes, Rebob, call 1-800-HEAVE. We got 106 shortcut tricks up our sleeve. When you're in a big hurry, no time to worry about building codes. Yup, come to Barf Construction and we'll throw it up. We're number one in affordable homes, rebuilt or new. Cause we go fourth class and then we pass the savings on to you. Our walls were made of cardboard instead of wood. It goes up faster than 2x4s and looks just as good. For the fastest job, yes, Rebob, call 1-800-HEAVE. We got 106 shortcut tricks up our sleeve. When you're in a big hurry, no time to worry about building codes. Yup, come to Barf Construction and we'll throw it up. Is the fastest by far. Skinny kids in their teens. They don't eat nothing but candy bars and methamphetamines. They don't whistle while they work and they don't talk about sport. They just power for 50 cents an hour and all they can snort. For the fastest job, yes, Rebob, call 1-800-HEAVE. We got 106 shortcut tricks up our sleeve. When you're in a big hurry, no time to worry about building codes. Yep, come to Barf Construction and we'll throw it up. Yeah, Barf Construction and we'll throw it up.
Second floor, food court. Burrito Barn, House of Dairy, Broccoli Palace. Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Cheesecutter. How was your lunch?
Turning the air from clear to brown.
Why did I hear the
right incense around.
Give me air, give me air. There's a skid mark in my underwear.
Barking and loving to feel like a turd, but it won't come down. Sticking it up when I'm going down.